Hey guys, Tim here. Wanted to jump in and give you an opportunity. You can support our show. I don't know if you know this, but the number one way podcasts spread and grow is through referrals. It's through people telling their friends, hey, I found this podcast and I love it and I think you'll love it too. And so if you've been listening to this show for a while and you love it, share it with your friends. Tell everybody you know about it. I'm sure a lot of you are already doing that, but maybe you're not. Send a link. Send us something out to one of your friends. All the apps make that super easy. Just share it. And if this is your first time listening to this show, do that too. Just give it a shot. Send it to some people. Act like you love it and then listen to it. And then maybe you'll regret it. Maybe you won't. Who knows? Maybe it pays off for you. But yeah, just go ahead real quick before this episode starts. Hit share. Tell your friends about it. And then that will go a long way to help this show grow and continue to be here for the next 70 years. We're not going to live that long.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Have you ever heard of Second Life?
Is this the game that Dwight plays on The Office?
Yeah.
Is this straight up?
Yeah, straight up.
Is it a real game?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a real thing.
Wait, what?
It's a real thing. And it's
I thought they made it up for The Office.
No, it's 100% real.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're telling me they could have played RuneScape on The Office. I thought they made this up. Nope. Second Life is a real game.
It's a real game.
Where you can just sell paper. That was probably one of the funnier bits of that season is that Dwight is so sad with his life that he replicated his life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a funny bit.
It's really funny.
So what you're saying is in Second Life, you and I have a podcast.
Yeah.
With a lot more listeners.
maybe. Well, here, I'll tell you this. So Second Life, it's a video game?
No, I've heard of Second Life. It's those videos that all the Christian celebrities did where they sit in a
dark room with the chair and the light
just
in the middle.
You know, man, I was really sad before.
They're like, I sinned a lot once.
I am Second Life. And we were like in our youth groups, like,
and we're all tearing up.
We're like, relate to Lecrae so much.
It's like, Pastor Chuck, can we please worship? Can we do worship now? I need it.
And he was like, he flipped his hair. It was 2010, so he flipped his hair.
Yeah, kids.
And then he's like, yeah. Why is he saying that? Why is he like, yeah, kids?
Yeah, kids.
We'll he's like worship. Over the corner. What's he on? Got drugs? What is this?
Like, he's just over there like flipping his hair.
Yeah, kids. Guess what? We have a guest, and it's the guy from the video.
What?
Dude, there was a speaker at our church
who
thought that that wasn't enough, thought that I am second was wrong. So he started his own thing called I am third.
Wait, hold on. Second was, who was second then? So who's first? Tell me who's first.
God, always.
Obviously. Who's second?
Clearly, right? Second is other.
Is the president.
Is others. Oh, the president? You think, because this is 2010, right? So you think this guy loved Obama so much at my small Baptist church that he was like, you know what? I hear these Christian celebrities talking. And when I say Christian celebrities, I mean like minor league baseball players. That were just bold about their faith, right?
Yeah.
And we never told them to shut up and dribble, but that's a different thing. So,
yeah, it'd be weird if we told them to dribble.
We're like shut up and dribble. And they were like, what?
What?
Like they're putting the eye paint on there that's spin? Like John 3:16. Anyway, so it's like minor league baseball players being like, I just love the Lord, right? And they're like, I am second to Jesus. This guy was like, God is first. Other people are second. I am third.
So he showed you the videos and then was like, don't be like these people.
No, he didn't show us the videos. He had his own bracelets with the same font.
Oh gosh.
That just said I am third.
Yikes.
He was launching
you get those made on Vistaprint.
He was launching a counter
a counter movement to the already small movement. I think I actually have an I am second sticker. Yeah, I do.
It's the big old two right there. So if you go to iamsecond.com and join, then you can create your own avatar and character in this game.
Yeah, and if I am second is not enough for you, you can go to iamsecond.com/I am third.
We're getting kind of into the episode. Do you want to run the, because we can run the theme song.
Oh yeah. Let's run the theme song. Great. Let's do that. I forgot that it's not just something we do after the fact. No, what the heck is this? Oh my gosh. You taped it too good. You should have took it to the UPS store.
I don't know. I'm just so excited. And now the tape is blocking the holes.
Can you do this just like without, oh no, just skip a note, just skip one of the, oh there we go, the tape's free. Okay, here we go, time for the theme. Did you take the time to learn the whole theme song?
Yeah, 100%. It's three notes.
Can you play Hot Cross Buns?
Uh-huh. I think that's it. I don't know.
Everything.
Really, the talent was the.
That's,
you know,
impressive.
That's like, that's, I mean, I played the tuba in middle school, and I was cry laughing the whole time I'm playing the theme song. I really hope that we overlay the audio with the theme song.
With that, yeah. I'm sorry if you were listening to this in your AirPods and then you just heard
that are dangling down from the roof of your car.
From the roof of your car, and then you just heard the recorder. In your ears. It's hard enough to hear the recorder in the same room as you, but inside your ears. Yikes.
Yeah, man, I've been playing that for a minute. I bought that recorder like pre-lockdown. So
that's incredible.
Yep.
So wait, so a second ago when you said that Alex now has it set up so we can just trigger.
Oh, I lied. Yeah, that was a lie. That was a setup.
The setup was you taped a recorder at the bottom of the table.
Yes, I did.
So you.
It's been waiting there for like a week. I did that like it's been sitting there. So I should have known the tape was going to be stronger because it stayed there.
The more
for a
tape
week.
Is there, the stronger it gets.
Every day I added a new piece of tape. Every day I'd wake up. Actually, before I went to bed, I'd come in and tuck it in.
I'd say, with some more tape.
Another piece of tape. Yeah. I've really been, and you should see what else is taped under here.
Feel out of there. Make sure there's nothing. Is that your cat?
That's a Bang Energy drink. Bang Energy. Sponsors of this show.
Oh, geez. Okay. So, Second Life was made by this company.
I love that we just got to roll through now, you know?
I know. Like, I've got to just continue. How am I supposed to continue after this?
I don't know.
Second Life was founded by this guy named Philip Rosedale, who owns a company called Linden Labs. And Philip Rosedale.
Linden Labs?
Linden Labs, okay. Yes. Philip Rosedale looks a lot like what you would expect the guy who created this game to look like.
he's like, my life is so good, I want to replicate it.
I want to do it again.
That's a picture from the... that looks like an I Am Second video. Like, not even a joke. It that actually like, straight up looks like an I Am Second video.
Second Life, they made the I Am Second videos. Yeah. They're the ones.
It's all propaganda. That's what the guy was telling us, is that, you know, Jesus first, that's Obama second, mm-hmm. I Am third.
That's why they put propaganda in the I Am Second videos.
Yeah, and you don't even want to hear what the guy with his, like, the I Am fourth wristbands was saying. So,
but yeah, so you made this game called Second Life. The concept of Second Life is really interesting because there's been a lot of disputes on what to call it, whether it's a game, a virtual world, or some people just call it a chat. Like, they're like, it's just a chat room, like a sophisticated chat room. Like, and so it's...
Because there's no, like, objectives.
No, there's not a point. So here's the concept. We'll take it back a little bit before we jump into the nitty-gritty. In 1999, Linden Labs started working on this game.
before we get into the nitty gritty?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for giving me the overview before we get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Linden Labs in 99 started working on this game. Concept of the game was like your stereotypical like shooter game. So guns, grenades, blow stuff up.
Okay.
The only difference was he wanted to give...
There's a chat feature.
You could talk to people. Yeah. You could say, hey,
it's and then shoot them. It's a sophisticated chat room where we murder each other. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, it all makes sense. I like the way you think.
Yeah, this is nitty gritty.
This is... but the what he wanted to do is he wanted to give players the ability to create their own games. And so it was all shooters. Okay. Like you had everybody had a gun and a grenade. It was the same gun, same grenade.
You all shared it? Yeah, it's like a Hunger Games situation where it's out in the middle.
Can I have my turn now?
And if your little space bar was broken, you couldn't run. People do the whole devil thing. Like, and you're just like sprinting forward.
The idea was that people would be able to create their own kind of games. And so they had all these like building blocks so you could build your own
kind of like Minecraft.
Kind of like Minecraft.
Okay.
But it was this.
I don't know anything about Minecraft except for you can build stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all there is to it.
And the graphics are lifelike. That's all I know.
They're very lifelike in Minecraft. Glad you noticed. And then for some reason he pivoted and was like, yeah, let's get rid of everything in this game pretty much. And let's just see what happens. And so the whole concept of Second Life is like you create your avatar.
Okay.
And it's kind of like similar to The Sims in that you just kind of live your life. Like there's no real point. There's no real objective.
Do you age?
I actually don't know.
Because the questions I have is, can you develop skills? Like,
well, yeah. I don't know if you do, because there's all I can see is like age restrictions on like what age you're allowed to play.
Yeah, what is it? 40?
If you get to 40, you're too old. You can't play anymore.
Oh,
you age out.
They expect young adults.
You're too old. No.
Okay,
you can't be a kid. You have to be 16 years or older.
16 to 40.
Yeah, 16 to dead.
16 to dead sounds like a Netflix film.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a 90s grunge band.
Everything sounds like a 90s grunge band to you, though. But I was real, trying to go somewhere. 16 to dead? Right.
It does. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, no, I noticed. It's fine. We were going to wait. That's all right. So because we were looking up the age thing, so
right.
It's just we're like a world up. Where basically you are there.
Yeah. So all the game developers did was they created kind of this set of like rules that they coded were like, in.
What's the biggest thing about life? And one of the developers was like, that it's meaningless and nothing matters. Put that in the game.
Put that in the game. Yeah, pretty much actually. So what they did is they just created the world and then they kind of created the physics and the laws for the world. And then they created what they call primitives. And so they're these building blocks that are really just kind of shapes, like just really basic squares, circles, triangles. And then they made the ability for people to create their avatars. And then they were just like, okay, guys, have at it. See what happens. And so everything in the game outside of land and like character, like the very basic assets you need to create your character were not developed by the game developers, but they were developed by the players. So like every building, like most of the clothes, like most of the like artwork. Like,
so a player just picks up this sphere.
Yeah.
And then just goes and make this a shirt.
Pretty much. So it's kind of like,
okay.
Have you ever seen like footage of a game developer making something in a game? Like,
yeah, but I've only seen it in movies where like sitting in like a weird creepy chair and there's like 17 screens.
That's accurate. That's exactly what it's like.
Is it?
No.
And they're like in the dungeon and like their mom is making fish what dicks game upstairs.
What movie is this?
I don't know. I literally can't think of what
their
movie
mom's
is.
Making fish dicks off screen, but you know that she's making fish dicks.
Yeah, well, because he goes, Ma, I want fish dicks. Like they gave clues. They gave contextual clues.
And he's sitting there eating fish sticks, asking for more fish sticks.
He would never do that at the screen, okay? Because the grease would get in the keyboard. It's a very sophisticated system.
You're right. So that's
he's because he's making shirts.
in the game.
He's like, Mom, I'm creating.
I'm creating. Yeah. So that's that's pretty accurate. She's
like, how about you create some income for this house? You know? And he's like
Shut up, Mom. Sure. I'm gonna stream this and then you'll see.
Dude, people were weird. Okay, anyway. So there's no point to the game.
No, not at all. Other than just, hey, go live a life.
Just here.
It's literally a second life.
And then see what people create.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming, I don't know. Because they wouldn't have to, like, go through a Renaissance period. They wouldn't have to go through, like, building the wheel.
No, yeah, because all that stuff is, like...
They're just replicating what's already out here.
Into, essentially.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's some stuff...
But how do you create an object? Like, how do I take a sphere and be like, this is a shirt now?
So think of it almost like Adobe InDesign. Like you take all your shapes, you move them together to create other shapes, and then eventually you get the object you're looking for, but in 3D. So like,
okay,
you want to make a shirt, you very primitively, you take a square, you put a couple squares on the side, cut a little circle out for the head, and then you've got your shirt. And then you just paint bucket tool and give it the color, you know?
Okay.
That's the concept. But in 3D. And so there are people who make stuff that looks really not great, but then obviously there's people who are like really good at it and can create
super
realistic stuff. Yeah. And so that's what's kind of interesting about it is everything in the game, with the exception of really land, is created by the players. And so you walk into the world and all the buildings, everything was built in there by the people. That's had a very like American dream.
Yeah.
This is built by the people.
Well, you know, if you go downtown... All that stuff wasn't...
It was built by the game designers.
Okay. You know that was put
God
there
made
by...
that.
Oh, man.
Same concept as real life.
Yeah. You see an Arrowhead Stadium? God put it here.
God made Arrowhead. Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
That's why I am fourth. God, Obama, Patrick Mahomes, me.
And then me. I am almost as important as Obama and Pat Mahomes.
But not near as important. Also, Obama is more important than in this scenario. Anyway. Yeah, so I guess I'm struggling to sit here and go, like, what is the draw? But I guess I played RuneScape for 6 years. So I guess I also don't understand the draw.
Yeah, but RuneScape had more of a point.
That's true. We had skills. You had, like, objectives, quests.
I think it relates really well to The Sims. Because The Sims is similar. Like, in The Sims, there's not much of a point. Like, you just live a second life. And that's the idea of Second Life. You just live a second life. But what gets really interesting about Second Life is what the users in the game have created, because they've essentially built this whole other world.
Would they have to structure their own economy?
Yeah. So they ended up adding into the game after like users had kind of created a rudimentary like trading system. The game developers were like, okay, they call them the Linden Dollar. And so there's like an actual dollar that they trade with, and they trade goods. And people have built companies in these games where they're making shirts or cars or houses or furniture or whatever. And
show me some screenshots from this game so I can see so I can get a better idea of what the graphics look like.
It's not incredible. Like it's
right.
I would compare it to RuneScape.
Okay.
I mean, let's see if I can bigotize this.
But I haven't played RuneScape in like years, you know, so I've forgotten.
Shut up. Yes, you have.
I haven't like logged in. It's exactly like RuneScape.
Yeah. So it's pretty accurate to.
You never played RuneScape. It's a lot like Second Life, except for it's based in like the medieval times. And that's about the only difference.
Yeah, here's Second Life.
Yeah, it's 100%. Okay.
Yeah, what's interesting is if you look at this, literally the only thing made by the developers of the game was the ground and the trees.
So I see a voting box.
Yeah. Really? Interesting.
I see two voting boxes.
They're voting for something. I don't know what they're voting for here, which is interesting because there's
They've got their own political system, their own economy, their own...
They don't really have a political system. I'm very interested why that voting box was there because they don't have a government, and we'll talk about that. But...
They don't have a government. They only have a god.
Yeah. We don't need a government when we have Philip Rosedale.
When we have Lyndon. And then other players are like, dude, I don't even know if Lyndon exists.
Yeah, they're like, I'm pretty
sure
they're
all within the game.
Yeah.
That being like, dude, like, the whole point is just to, you know, live your life, find happiness, yeah, and die.
You live your second life and you die. And then
people are like, wait,
second life sucks.
Second life implies the existence of a first life.
No, that's just what they call it. It doesn't imply there's no first life.
Exactly.
Stop living in fairy tales. There's no first life.
What about this book that tells me there is? Shut up.
Shut up.
Okay. Shut up.
Sit down at your keyboard and keep playing.
Interesting. Interesting how this devolved into a critique of the progressive culture.
Yeah, so there's so many ways we could go with this. Let's start with...
I'm wondering where you're going to go with it, because it feels like the episode's like, and that's Second Life.
No, it goes so deep. It goes so deep.
Okay.
So we'll do this. So in 2003, it officially started, and in 2013, it reached its peak of 1 million regular users. So people who were on at least
weekly. Which is not as big as I would think it is.
No.
Do you think that it being on The Office gave a push for it?
It might have. It might that have. I had heard of it. I had heard of it before The Office.
Oh, I had not heard of it. I thought it was made up for The Office.
I wanted to make a Second Life account when I was in middle school, but I was a kid, so I wasn't allowed.
Yeah, because you were not 16 and
yeah,
or dead.
And at that point, I was in middle school. I didn't realize I could go to the form and just put I was born in like 1981.
Right.
Nobody taught me that.
No
yet.
One knew how we didn't all know how lying worked yet.
Yeah, nobody taught me how to lie. I was like,
that's not true though. You lied a lot when you were a kid
in sixth grade. How do you know? You don't know me. You didn't know me.
Yeah, then, I mean, I knew you then.
Tell me one lie I told when I was in sixth grade that you know about.
You told everybody that John Elway was your uncle. So it's so. Did I nail it or what? Don't ever do this thing where you're like, you don't know me. Freaking know you, Tim.
Okay, that's fair.
Jeez. You did tell everybody that, though. What's the biggest lie you ever told? Like, just for no reason.
I don't know if it's the biggest, but my favorite is...
That's not
good. We might have talked about this on the podcast before. I don't know. I was in, fifth grade, fourth grade.
Okay.
I was young. I don't know whenever it came out. It was probably right after Green Day's American Idiot came out. And I was playing with Bionicles in the hallway.
Yep.
And singing Boulevard of Broken Dreams while I was playing with them, because I love that song. Yeah.
You can't sing the words, but we can.
Yeah.
I'll grab my recorder.
And my mom was like, that's a cool song. Where'd you hear it? And in my head, I was immediately like, crap, they're not a Christian band. She can't know. I listened to Green Day. So I said, I wrote it.
I mean, that's a pretty common lie for like kids, like, though.
She was like, wow, that's really good. And she was like impressed.
And she told all of her friends.
Yeah, she might have.
He's going to be like a musician. I think he'll play bass on the worship team.
She wasn't impressed enough to say I'd be the singer, but she's like, he'll at least play bass.
He'll play bass. Man,
right,
that's how we became friends, was you playing bass, you know? So maybe the Boulevard of Broken Dreams led you straight to me.
To more broken dreams.
God bless the boulevard that led me straight to you. My mom thought I could play bass.
Yikes, I hate this. I hate this.
Here's the thing, man. I woke up this morning. I did not sleep well.
Yeah.
And I knew that this wasn't going to go well.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was hoping you were going to say.
The biggest lie I ever told was I was in third grade talking about the Super Bowl in the class, and then one kid went misheard or something. Randall Padgett, mm-hmm. said, "You went to the Super Bowl?" And then like I saw everyone's eyes light up. And there was like a moment where you're like, I could tell the truth right now. But I didn't.
You're like, yeah.
I leaned into it.
Yeah, I did. It was cool.
And then they spread that everywhere.
And everyone was like, you know Jaren wins the Super Bowl?
Yes. Because that's how third grade lies spread. Yeah, and then suddenly all my teachers know that I went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
For it was the Raiders and Buccaneers, I think. Yeah. Two teams that I do not care anything about. But my family went. So.
And then your teacher asked.
Teacher found out. Because the teacher asked my mom. Jaren told us about your trip. What trip? To the Super Bowl. Nope. Must have been on his Second Life account.
Must have did that on Second Life.
She made me get up in front of the class and tell the class that I lied.
That's incredible.
And I blame Randall to this day.
That's incredible.
I blame myself, but mostly Randall.
There was a girl in kids' church a couple weekends ago. She's in first grade, and I asked for prayer requests, and she said, please pray for my mom, because she's really sad. And I was like, why is she sad? And she was like, well, we went to Target the other day, and while we were at Target, someone broke into our house and scribbled all over her white table with markers and left. And my mom's really sad about it. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Dude, I just love the idea of this kid covering their tracks so much. That they're now... When the mom was like, okay, who did this? And she'd be like, dude, ask Tim at church. He knows.
Someone broke in the house.
Yeah.
While we were at Target.
Did you ask that mom about that?
Yeah, I was like, hey, listen to what she said today.
Heard someone broke into your house.
Yeah, and she was like, yeah, I am pretty sad about it.
Dude, I feel like that's going to be the kind of parent that I am. Or I was like, yeah, I'm devastated. I don't know how to stop these. We got a ring door. We got a tring doorbell just to stop these scribblers.
These table scribblers. Yikes.
That would be a pretty funny thing to do if you break into someone's house. So if you just like, you make it look like children broke just in. Just
scribbled all over your furniture.
You start drawing like really bad flower pots. You know that house that every kid draws? Just all over the walls, dude.
Like, and people come in, they're like, an army of kids just broke in and drew all over our walls.
How many are you drawing for them to be like an army? I was thinking like one or two, and you're like an army of children. You gotta spend a few hours on this canvas of a house.
I need to call my Allstate agent and see if this is covered.
There's also
hey, do you guys cover
plot twist? The Allstate agent did it. Next week on Telling True Crime.
Oh, yikes.
We should do a show called True Crime last night.
Oh.
Where we just reveal the things that we did last night. All right. So Second Life.
Yeah, so Second Life. We'll start here. We'll start with...
Do you ever feel like in the middle of an episode we should just give up?
It's really, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Anyway.
Let's start with relationships.
Is it hot in here?
It's a little warm.
All right. Alexa.
He doesn't even have an Alexa.
it's what I call Alex, our sound producer. Alexa. Go turn the ear down.
He's just as responsive as Alexa.
Alexa, set the AC to 66.
Whoa, big spender.
You know, we've launched a Patreon.
Apartment lifestyle.
And I haven't paid my electric bill in a few months, but they're doing the whole like we're not turning things off during COVID. So
you're like
so I'm like, let's rack it up. It's gonna suck eventually, but you know, for now. Because if it gets turned off in the winter, I mean, I'm going to bundle up.
Yikes. Yeah, true.
But they also, it's an apartment, so they can't turn off one unit. Mm-hmm. That's what I have from my research found out. So there's no danger of getting turned. I did hear them knock on one of my neighbor's doors the other day, and I thought it was my door, so I like muted my TV to wait a second, and I heard the lady be like, when she answered, she's like, hey, I am from the electric company here to collect. Mm. And I was like, they're sending people door to door now?
Interesting.
Evergy?
That's sketchy.
KCP&L?
That's not the name.
Not anymore. It's Evergy.
Yeah.
But they're sending people door to door.
That's sketchy.
In a Toyota Corolla, she pulls up with a little Evergy logo on the side. And you wouldn't think that's intimidating, but she steps out and you're like,
I'm intimidated.
I don't want to know who that is. You know?
She's one of the bounty hunters from my apartment complex.
Yes.
That's it.
You answer your door and Dog the bounty hunter is just like,
hey, pay your bill.
Heard you've been running your AC pretty low. And we're like, yeah, dude, we were sweating during a podcast. And he's like, carry on.
Yikes.
Two free passes to Doggerland. That's a throwback.
That's a big throwback.
Anyway.
I haven't heard Doggerland in a while.
Let's cut all this out. Let's just destroy everything.
Let's just start relationships. Let's talk about relationships.
Okay. In the game?
In the game, yeah. So okay. Inevitably.
Obviously, because RuneScape had, you know, that was my first girlfriend.
What was her username?
Definitely a real girl, 77. And all I had to do was give her 5,000 coins a week and she'd be my girlfriend. What's that laugh? That was a cartoon. Hold on. It's like. Yeah, that's pretty close.
That's pretty close, actually.
It had a little melody to it.
There was a melody.
Did you write that song?
I did. Yeah. I did.
So definitely a real girl, 77. It was a long username, and I didn't know how to spell definitely.
Yeah, so it was normally defiantly.
Yeah, I was gonna say defiantly a real girl.
you were dating both, definitely a real girl and defiantly a real girl. Yeah. And you were paying them both $5,000.
I called them both deaf.
$5,000.
Deaf.
Deaf.
No, it's a desk joke.
Oh.
From the time I dated a girl. That's a throwback to our own relationship. That's our own friendship right there. That's not even a podcast joke. I dated a girl named Des, and he called her Desk for like the month that we, I don't know, this 3 months? I don't know how long it was. You were like, you're dating a desk. So I dated two desks. Defks.
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 Desk. And Desk. Yep. Yeah.
So they form online.
Yeah. So obviously relationships start forming in the game. And it's interesting because in this game.
Now, is this a game that you can put like a headset on and talk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so okay. Players, very different.
It's not tied to chat.
Yep.
Players wear headsets and chat.
Different than
the
runes.
Gape. Gotta no, finish it.
The runes.
Okay. So. It's interesting just because there's a few different there's a few different kinds of relationships that happen in Second Life, which is probably true of RuneScape as well,
and also real life.
And there's people who met on Second Life, get married in Second Life, but it stays only in their Second Life.
They never meet in
It's
or
all,
there's people who never meet each other in Second Life, but in real life,
they met.
They are married.
And then they never meet in Second Life.
And then they go on Second Life to escape their marriage.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
And then there's people who met in real life and then started playing Second Life. And so then they got married in Second Life also.
Right.
Which is just annoying.
Why is that annoying? I sure hope your wife doesn't hear that. It's just annoying whenever you have like a loving relationship with someone and then you start playing a game together and like you want that relationship to continue in the game. That's so annoying.
Not what I meant. I just picture like those people who are like...
It's like people who go out on the weekends to like these bars and stuff and they're just like, all right, I'm going to hang out with only you tonight. Ugh, it's so annoying.
Not the point. My point.
No, I heard your point.
Is like picture like those
if you didn't get his point, what he's saying is you should be able to have an open marriage and do whatever you want. Gosh, and that's the philosophy of Summit Park Church Summit, Missouri, where Tim's on staff.
Not even. Here's the thing. Here's my point. I picture like one of those couples where it's like it's like their lives are just
they're literally playing next to each other. Yeah.
And it's like this is my husband, and we were being married in real life wasn't enough, so we got like married
they're the couple that have like their two screens and they're facing each other. So like you and I would be on our laptops, and then you just look up and be like, hey, we're doing this right here.
You want an orange juice? And then he gives you an orange juice in the game, and it's like, oh, thanks, honey.
Yeah, but you're like, I kind of wanted a real one.
It's like, I'll get one. The relationship in Second Life is better than the relationship.
Yes,
in
exactly. That's what I was just gonna say. They live in Richmond, Virginia. All right, they keep having fights every night.
So they escape to Second Life to have a happy marriage. Where they're still in the honeymoon phase.
Right. And then in Second Life, someone shows up on their porch with a TV head. Okay, because you can do that.
So they start fighting again. Luckily, someone in Second Life made this game called Third Life.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're going to another step deeper.
But the only avatar is Obama. And so you have to play. It's just a world of Obamas.
Isn't it kind of weird that we're all
Barack
Obama?
Or Michelle. It's Obama world.
Oh, gosh. It's called Second Lady.
Okay.
And so what's really interesting about these?
So how many relationships started in Second Life and then translated to real life?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I wonder if there's a metric somewhere that says that.
I wonder if like that's something that, because like Bumble, this is true. Bumble will give you money for your wedding if you met on Bumble.
Really?
Yeah. I think Tinder will as well, but Tinder, they're just like, no, we kind of wanted y'all just make out with each other. But Bumble is like, we really want to foster real relationships. Did I tell you about the time I got roped into a Bumble event a few years ago?
No.
I had a friend who was like, hey, man, I'm meeting up with this girl from a different marketing agency downtown, and she's a big fan of yours. Mm-hmm. Like, it would just, could you do me a solid? Like, I'm trying to flirt with this girl. Could you do me a solid and just show up? And I was like, okay. Well, turns out it was a Bumble singles event, and you're not supposed to come alone. So that's how he invited me as his friend, even though I had a girlfriend. But he didn't want to be like, hey, man, we're going to this. But he definitely was trying to hit on the girl that was throwing the Bumble event. So yeah. I show up. She clearly has no idea who
no
I
clue.
Am. Yeah.
She's a big fan.
And I was like, okay.
What's happening
did,
here.
They did, it was a real life Bumble singles mingle thing. It was gross.
Real life Bumble. So they have Bumble Live.
They have, yes.
Interesting. I didn't know they did that.
They have a Bumble Huddle.
A buttle.
Yep. Where and like it really kind of felt like speed dating. Honestly.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is super
weird.
That's
so uncomfortable.
And every single person, I was like, I got roped into this. I have a girlfriend. And they were like, oh.
Wait, every person?
Every person. Yeah. So what sucked is that, every person that I would like end up like talking to, I'd be like, listen, that guy over there brought me. He sucks. I just threw him under the bus the whole time.
That guy is the worst.
I threw him under the Bumble bus.
Under the
Yeah. I was so mad. Anyway, I was giving you time to look up what you were looking up.
Yeah, there's no data on how many couples. Cool. But
like, they'll give you money if you meet on Bumble. So
interesting.
Maybe you should lie.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there's lots. I mean, I've seen lots of different couples that like they met in the game, met in real life, and then they got married, had kids, and like have a happy marriage.
Yeah. Can you have kids on Second Life?
No. No, okay. But you can adopt kids. But what's weird about it is kids can't play.
Yeah.
So kids are adults. Adults play as kids. There's adults who play as kids in the game.
Alex's face did the same thing,
and
too.
It's very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
I feel gross about it.
It's very gross. It's very
So my wife, definitely a girl 77, and our kid, totally a kid.
Totally a kid. Yeah.
And our other kid, kidding around.
I like that.
We're thinking about getting a third one. Named Kitty Cat. But it's K-I-D-D-Y. Yeah. I don't like that at all. I don't like any of the jokes I made. I don't like that people do that on Second Life.
Kitty Cat. Ugh. Yeah, it's weird. They've got schools and everything that the kids go to. Oh. And like it's
how do you put strange. Yourself out there as a child to be like, adopt me?
There's these adoption centers that people go to.
Stop it.
In the game. And like they adopt the kids and move in the house with them and be the child. That's probably out of every part of this game, the cringiest, most uncomfortable part of the game is that there's
a lot to be cringy about.
There's a lot.
I didn't expect this. I feel gross.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you feel gross.
I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're an adult who plays a kid in Second Life.
I'm sorry if you're listening to this.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's uncomfy.
Yep, didn't like that.
Yeah, don't like it. Back to relationships. So yeah, a lot of couples have met in the game, got married in the game, and gone on through relationships. And it's interesting. I watched an interview of one couple, and they talked about they're like honestly, it's kind of really strange to put into words because we had dated in the game for like 3 years before we ever met in real life, and we were like we got married in the game, and then we met in real life, and we started dating in real life, and then we got married in real life, and now we have the life together. We have kids. Like we live together. We have the whole life. But most of our earliest memories together are virtual. Like we didn't know what each other looked like. So our early memories are in this virtual world. And so they're like, it's kind of difficult to separate what is real from what was that game.
Oh.
Because so much of our relationship was in the game and not real. Isn't that weird?
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Like, okay, give me an example of a memory that would be game.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you think the first 3 years... Like, the story of how they met, like, I don't know, they didn't tell their story, but I just picture them at some Second Life bar, and, like, he spotted her in the bar and, like, ordered her a drink.
He was like, you know what? There's, like, four avatars that look exactly like you, but for some reason, you stick out.
You really stand out. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, characters in the game are...
How often are people catfishing on this?
So yeah, catfishing is like it's an actual thing.
Right.
That totally happens.
Yes. And if you go to iwanttocatfishsomeone.com, like it's just so real that it goes to Second Life.
Really? Let me try it.
Dude, it works 100%. iwanttocatfishsomeone.com goes to Second Life. Because like if you're like, oh man, how do I even get started? And they're just like,
it does.
Yeah, 100%.
It does.
If you go to iwanttocatfishsomeone.com /merch, you can get yourself a coffee mug.
A new mug. One side of the mug says things I learned last night. The other side says I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, stop. We got a special edition mug that says Kitty Cat.
Yikes!
Second Life. My avatar.
Yikes!
That's rough.
That
one didn't feel good. Anyway, oof. Yeah, that was a fun bit. All right.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to do commercials? Anyway.
those were fun.
So people can be kids. That reminds me of have I told you, like, have you read that article of the lady who was catfished by...
You didn't even give me more than that.
No, it was. There's one article.
This is the only
time it's ever happened. And it really inspired a lot of people. That's why I want to catfishsomeone.com leads to, you know, more inspiration. So, but... The lady who she was catfished by this guy, let's call him John, right? For like a year and a half.
Okay.
And he's using the pictures of this model.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So after like a year and a half, close to 2 years, she goes, are we going to meet or whatever?
Yeah.
And finally, her friends help her figure this stuff out. They're looking at these pictures and they track down the model.
Yeah.
Right. So she obviously breaks it off with John. Right.
Yeah.
messages the model just to be like, hey, listen, just so you know, someone's been using your pictures. I was in the situation where we like had a relationship for a full year and a half. It's devastating. The model responds, goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. His name is, let's say Dan, right? Yeah. Which is a very model-esque name.
Very model-y.
Model-y, yeah. He responds and is like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. They start talking and then they start dating and they get married. So she is catfished by some dude.
Finds the fake.
Finds the model and then marries the model. Now, here's where it gets weird. I read this full article. This is why, so after this, I literally watched the entire catalog of Catfish on Hulu.
The show. Yeah.
Yes. Because yeah, I was yeah, like, yeah. I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah.
So she married the model, all right? And because she had a real relationship with John, like she, you know, like yeah. liked this person. Now she says that sometimes she'll just be drinking her coffee in the morning and look over and see Dan.
Yeah.
And she'll have to remind herself that it's not John. Isn't that weird? Yikes. That's what that reminds me of. I'm like, we have to, like, it's, you know, our memories are muddled together of like, this is a virtual thing or a real thing. Like, she's got to be like, that's a, like, I had a relationship with who I thought was this person.
This guy.
So you learn like their mannerisms, their favorite things, like the way that, like, their backstory, all this stuff. You learn that about John and associate it with this face.
Yikes.
And then now you're learning who Dan is and associating with the same face.
That's so uncomfortable.
Oh, that's so uncomfy.
Comfy.
In the words of you.
That's a fine.
I read that article and I was like, that's ugh.
Yeah, that's,
I don't like that at all.
Rough.
Yeah. And that's when I started catfishing people.
Cause you're like, I want this to happen to me.
I was
like,
dude, I want to be catfished so bad. That's the only way you can know if you're dumb enough. You know? It's like, I mean, at a certain point.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, in every relationship I've ever been in, I was at some point was like,
catfish.
I think I'm getting catfish. Like, every relationship, like, because most of them began online.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if a girl like this is talking to me.
You're real.
I don't, this feels like you don't
fake.
Exist.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm getting catfished, but I really want to be catfished.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like I would figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you would.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. I feel like I would figure it out. I feel like I'm smart enough. Because like some of the things that people on the show believe, this is a stand-up bit I've done, I think, but this is actually a true rant. Some of the things they believe is just straight up like...
Like what? I haven't watched the show.
Oh, okay. Well, so there's people in relationships for a year and a half with a tech company owner. Like he owns his own tech company, but doesn't have fast enough Wi-Fi to FaceTime. Stuff that doesn't add up.
Fair.
You know?
Fair,
and
fair,
it's like,
fair,
dude,
fair.
Come on, man.
Fair.
So
fair.
Like, I think I'm smart enough to figure it out.
Yeah.
But also, I'm pretty dumb. I also thought that "Proud to Be an American" was a Christian song for like a long time.
I mean, that's most churches played it.
Yeah,
during worship.
Well, because of the line that's like, "And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me." And I was like, "That sounds like Jesus."
That's Jesus. Jesus did that.
Gave me my freedom.
Gave me. I could see it.
And so I think I here's the thing. It's not that I want to be single. It's that I want to be catfished.
Somebody please catfish Jaren. He needs
it. If you go to someonecatfishjaren.com, it's going to lead to a Google form. What's it going to lead to, Tim? What does someonecatfishjaren.com lead to?
Oh, it leads you to a contact form that will reach out, we'll interview you, and if we deem you worthy, then we'll give you Jaren's number so you can catfish him.
I want to catfish someone.com goes to Second Life. I want to catfish someone.com/merch goes to our mugs.
Our merch.
Our merchandise. And
someone catfish Jaren.com goes to a form that you can fill out. It's an application to catfish Jaren.
I'm just trying to, I'm repeating it so I know so what I have to do this week.
Yeah. It's also available.
Please go to these. It's the dumbest thing I'm spending money on right now. Also buy merch so that I can spend this money.
So I can afford to do this stupid joke.
I have so many domains, dude. All right.
All right, let's not talk about relationships because they're weird. We can talk about something more
what
fun.
Else happens? So tell me about the politics of it then.
Well,
that's more fun.
Let's talk about the economy first because it kind of leads into the politics.
What's their Dow Jones like?
Very interesting. Here's what's... I am blown away by the economy of this game. Because, okay. So here's what happened. So obviously, like, characters can create anything in the game. And so people have
started...
And
they can sell it.
Yeah, so they started all these businesses. They started selling it. Yeah. They made the Linden dollar. And what... Second
so are there like classes? Are there like classes of people? Like your middle class, upper class?
I would assume so. I haven't seen anything talk about that, but I would assume
that's
there has to
happens.
Be there has to naturally be some of that. Because what they did is they made this dollar, and so Second Life is free to play.
Yeah.
The way the company makes money is you pay for the money in the game. And so you can earn the money in the game.
I hate that.
And you can earn the virtual money, or it's like right now the exchange rate is 250 Linden dollars to one US dollar. So you can, with $1, get 250 game dollars.
Okay.
And so you go on when you get in, there's like a portal you can go to and you spend $15, get X amount of money. And then you can go spend that in the game. And then you need more money, you drop some more.
How much would $15 be? Go ahead, do the math.
Let me get a calculator.
No, go ahead. It's $37.50, but go ahead.
$37.50?
Yeah, great. I just wanted you to do it.
Perfect.
you went well, $1 equals $250. So $15 would be X amount of money. And it's like, well, what's X, Tim?
They didn't teach you how to solve for X.
They didn't teach you that at your Lutheran
high
school.
they're like, the X stands for Satan.
Yeah, during our math class, we actually watched Schindler's List instead. Is that what you watched? I forget. Yeah.
Yeah, we watched a few things that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But and
then the next day we watched Up. It was a pretty emotional roller coaster for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So in 2009, the Second Life economy had reached an economy of so their GDP in Second Life was equivalent to $567 million US dollars flowing through Second Life. Here's what's interesting about the game is so they had that exchange rate. So you buy the money, you get virtual money back. You can go backwards. So you can turn in virtual money and get real money back, like actual US dollars back.
Oh.
So there are people who their literal job is their Second Life job and they are making six-figure incomes doing whatever they're doing in this game. So they have a clothing empire in Second Life and they're making...
What time mark are we in this video?
An hour and 4.
You took an hour and 4 minutes to get to the fact that there are people who make a living.
Well, to be fair, it took us a long time to get to contact.
You took an hour and 4 minutes to get to the most interesting part of this episode.
Okay, we shot around for like 20 minutes in the beginning.
We shot around? What does that mean? We're doing putt-putt right over there? We're like, we went over it.
We can condense all that little... I don't even know what we were talking about. What we were talking about, nothing that related anything to the content of this episode.
People make their living...
Yeah, on Second Life. So there are real
estate... You're telling me I could have got really into this.
Yes.
Still have time to, right? How many people play right now? If their peak was 2013.
Yeah, right now there's a population of 800,000.
Okay.
Yeah, so in 2006, Fortune put out a magazine, or Fortune magazine put out an article about a real estate tycoon in Second Life. So this person bought and sold real estate in the game, and has converted the game currency to $1 million in real life money. Made $1 million in Second Life selling real estate in a video game. What?
How much do you have to put in?
So here's what's interesting. So I did watch
it. In the game, I don't know if you know how math works. That's $250 million of game money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
you got to have some buy-in.
Totally, totally. You have to invest in it. So there are people.
But I guess $100 is $25,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you can get in. Like, I mean, it's not.
But $1,000 is $250,000, right? Because I'm trying to think
Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, I watched an interview.
Now my brain is like, Like I'm literally I switched to business mode. I went like, okay, let's see how can I flip this?
Yeah. So I watched an interview from a couple who quit their jobs right at the beginning of the housing crisis in 2008. They worked at Merrill Lynch, like $75,000 salary, like great jobs.
Yeah.
To become real estate tycoons in Second Life. And what they do is you can buy a full island in the game for $250. So you buy a whole island and they're like,
and then you just build stuff on it.
Well, they're like, we just divide that into 16 subplots and we sell those plots to people and let them sell it. We keep a line of communication with them whenever they want to upgrade. We sell their property, whatever they build, we sell that for them too. And they make a living. They're like, we make a pretty comparable living now to what we were making at Merrill Lynch. Selling virtual real estate in this video game. And there's people who, I mean, they've started tech companies in the game.
I guess I would just feel bad because you know that you're taking advantage of people.
I don't know. Because, I mean, if you think about it, like you said, like...
Well, I mean, like, I guess, like... Yeah.
Like, if you spend... It's not a ton of real-life money you're blowing in the game to spend a ton of money in... in-game, you know, because of that exchange rate, like a $250 to $1. The buying power is pretty comparable, but the amount of money that
you can earn $1 million in the game.
Yeah, you're still like rich in the game and you can buy tons of stuff, but it's not $1 million real life dollars. So,
wow.
So yeah, there's tons of
I'm going to sign up for this today just so I can learn how this works.
How to make money in it. Yeah, what's interesting, so by population, I was going to say this earlier, by population of the amount of people who are in Second Life, it's actually right in the middle of, like, if it were a country, like right in the middle of countries, because it's like 900,000. So it's like right in like 180, and there's like almost 300 countries. So not quite the middle, but you know. Okay. Economy, it's in terms of GDP, it's still technically the lowest, but there are countries that have a worse economy than Second Life. There's seven countries that are lower in GDP per year than this video game, which is wild, especially when you look at the exchange rate, because it's insane. And then there's people who will undercut the market. So it's perfectly allowed in the game for you to give money just to people. You can just give them money. So people go outside the game and are like, send me $50 on PayPal and I'll give you more than what you could exchange for. So instead of it being $1 for 250, I'll do it for 80 cents. And so it's like you're getting it for a better rate. But so they're able to kind of get the money back quicker. They can make a higher rate. And so now that makes the market fluctuate. So the market actually moves. The exchange rate is up and down because of this outside trading, which is super interesting. And so yeah, there's companies, anything you can think of that would have a company in real life.
How do you tell people that though? Like how, like when someone's like, what's your job? What do you do?
Here's the thing. These people are meeting people in Second Life. Cause like most of these people are spending 12 to 16 hours a day in the game. And so like, they don't really have a life outside of their Second Life. Like that is their life.
Yeah.
And so there was one, I watched an interview.
Yeah. That girl interviewed for the magazine and she was like, wait, is this not?
Wait,
this isn't a Second Life magazine.
Yeah, what's? Wait,
You said you were Life magazine. Are you?
Do you have a Second Life?
Is
magazine?
Is this not Second Life magazine? Huh? I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Yeah, how much are you paying me?
Yeah, I only watch the news. It's Good Morning Lindenville.
Yeah, there's. I watched an interview with a girl who's basically the Joanna Gaines of Second Life. And she just decorates people's houses. They hire her to decorate a house. The amount of money that she gets per house translates to $500 per house. And she's like, I do a couple of those a day.
What?
And literally all she does is just decorate a fake house, a fake virtual house. And people are legitimately paying her to do that.
So they're paying her $125,000 in the game.
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not good at math, so unless I have a character.
So I'm just trying to. Do you start with any money? I'm going to sign up for this today, dude.
I don't know if you start with money, but I know you can earn money in the game.
What if I became
people do it all the time? But
a Second Life mogul. Can you do stand-up comedy in yeah. Second Life?
There's arts. There's entertainment. There's even sports. No, there's like not. You can become an athlete and make money in sports.
I don't like it.
And
are there celebrities?
Yeah, there's celebrities.
Tell me who the Second Life celebrities are.
I don't.
That's hilarious to me.
I don't think you would know them because they're not.
Well, I wouldn't know them. Here's what I want to know, though. Okay, so I'm curious, and if you're listening to this and you're just like, shut up. I'm going for my own curiosity now. So pull up their names and then pull up their Instagram because I want to know how that translates to.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't know how to do that.
If you go to secondlifeinstagram.com.
Oh, there's actually a lot of celebrities, celebrities who play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Like who plays? Give me an example. And don't give me a minor league baseball player.
I don't know who this is. Michael Stackpole. You know who that is?
No.
He's a writer of role-playing games. So that's believable. Let's see. Who else is in here? Suzanne Vega. Do you know who that is?
No.
No. Okay. Drew Carey.
like Drew Carey?
Yeah, like Drew Carey. Apparently, yeah, Drew Carey's in it. Yeah.
Drew Carey left The Price is Right. Like Drew Carey.
Yeah, Drew Carey.
I like that you listed like.
Well, I'm going some, through this list. I'm like.
Writer, like, Suzanne Vega, do you know?
Okay, no, I was like no. Looking for names that we might know in this list. And then I was like, oh, Drew Carey.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, literally every possible like lifestyle you could live in real life, you could live in Second Life. Here's something you'll hate.
Can't wait.
In 2007, Life Church opened their 12th camp. Oh no, yeah, their 12th campus in Second Life. Their 12th location ever was Second Life. Can you believe that?
Fiddle off. Life Church.
Has
I'm legitimately done with the episode. Is there more?
A Second Life. I mean, there's more.
I'm legitimately done with it. Okay.
We can fly through the last bit.
It's that Craig Groeschel was like, you know what? We got Drew Carey on board. So what if we just.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm amazed that's not Judah Smith didn't do that first, you know?
It's mind-blowing, man.
I'm annoyed. I don't like it. You were right. I hate that.
Yeah, I knew you would.
With a passion.
I knew you would.
In 2007, they
2007.
Did that?
They were ahead of... I mean, they had only been out for, 4 years at that point. That was before I was in The Office.
It's true.
I mean, they...
Okay.
I'm surprised. But yeah, so Second Life, here's where things get interesting.
Yeah.
They're... Has been a lot of investors who showed some interest.
The amount of times that you go, here's where things get interesting.
An hour into any episode.
Here's what you say about everything. You go, here's where things get interesting. So people have their whole livelihoods on this. But wait, here's where it gets interesting. It's like everything. Okay.
So some investors have expressed interest in investing in companies within the game. Because like legitimate,
yeah, because it returns a real profit.
Yeah, like there's actual returns in it.
That's crazy.
The one big issue is there's no real government in
there's
the game.
There's no regulation.
Yeah, but yep. And so the government in the game, yep. What they've basically
how
the
do they
game
pay employees.
It's just like they would in real life. Like
so, you have to negotiate a real
payment terms. But there is no real government.
Yeah,
and so the reason why they don't is because there isn't. A possibility for wars, like that's not possible in the game. It's not possible.
They took out the guns and grenades.
Well, you can only do them on like closed. Like if you're a military, if that's your job, you can go to war. But it's not real. so you can.
Can you live like in the past in this? Can you do like a medieval town or anything?
Well, I mean, I guess you could theoretically, but it would be like living in like the Renaissance festival. And you're just like, I live here. And everyone would be like,
basically role playing.
It's fun to visit this for a weekend, but
people are like, wow, you know, none of this is real, honestly. Super authentic, but don't, you know,
but yeah.
You're kidding yourself, all right, because you're just playing over here. We're gonna go back to our second
life
where we're in reality.
Yeah.
But we love you and we'll see you at Life Church this week.
So yeah, you can't steal anything, you can't hurt anyone, you can't break anything, like you can't start work. So it's like they're like,
so does Craig Rochelle legally. I'm stuck on it. So Craig Rochelle gets up on stage, and obviously Craig Rochelle was taken, the username. So he is defiantly a pastor.
Because definitely a pastor was also taken.
No, he meant defiantly, though. He's like, I'm doing it. So.
Well, it's Video Venue.
I feel like I've actually seen that, though. So, I mean, when COVID hit, they were like, hey, everybody can you go to our Second Life campus, our secondlife.church.
Secondlife.church.
Dude, go to secondlife.church right now and see if that's a thing. I'm not even joking. I guarantee they did it.
Maybe not.
How much is the domain? I'll freaking buy it, dude.
No, they didn't do it.
They didn't do it? Because their website is life.church, right?
Yeah, it's life.church.tv.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I checked both and they don't have either.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway,
but let me check.
That was a fun bit.
Secondlife.church. Actually, it's available, but it's expensive. It's $43 a year.
Yeah, worth it.
Oh, wait, no. That's not that bad. It's yearly, not monthly.
Okay, so...
Yeah, so the investors want to get in it, but because there's no government.
There's no guarantee of return. Also, if there is a return, there's nobody to enforce them getting the money back.
And there's no protection for things. Yep. So like a big issue that players have always had and the investors do is the problem is when the game developers put out an update, they have effects on these businesses that sometimes they don't expect or intend. So for example, there was... casinos were really big in the game for a long time.
Yeah.
And then in one year, I can't remember which one, like the late 2000s, they decided that they didn't want casinos in the game anymore. They didn't want gambling to be a part of the game.
So they shut it down.
And so what that did is there are these people that were making tons of money with their casinos, all of a sudden weren't making money anymore. But that was real life. They were real life making money off these casinos, and now they're not anymore. And the repercussions of that was all these people who owned casinos that had accounts at these banks, the banks took a hit too. And so there was one bank owner who said that when they made that update, they lost $64 million game dollars.
Yeah.
Which translates to like 500,000 real life dollars. Like I lost $500,000.
More than that. If $1 million is $4,000, right? So it's 64 times four.
Wait, what?
If $1 million is $4,000.
I think we just have to divide $64 million by 250.
Is $1 million $4,000? Yeah, 250 per dollar. So you do 64 times four, which is
it's a quarter of a million.
Yeah.
So you lost $250,000 real life.
Okay.
Because of this update, and they didn't. Which is they didn't intend that.
Right.
They didn't like that wasn't their intention when they did that.
Was just like.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so now people in the game are trying to make regulations for the game developers to be like, you have to be more careful when you make updates. We have to be able to like vote on them and like they want to regulate their updates.
We're like, God, you have to be more careful with these tornadoes.
Like, because we need like, to regulate God.
People's houses are getting destroyed.
But he's just doing it anyways.
And he's just letting it happen.
He's just like, sorry, I needed to do that.
And we're like, dude.
Yeah. And so that's the only reason.
That's a pretty powerful position. So how much money do they make, the creators of the game?
I don't know.
They're making revenue off that, yeah?
I don't know.
I mean, like, the overhead is what? Like,
I mean, they have a server space. They have a company that's doing, like, support for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much.
Do you pay to be on Second Life, or is it free?
No, it's free to play, but then you buy all the
add-ons and,
stuff.
Okay.
So, I don't know what their valuation is. I don't know. What is that worth? $700 million.
Really? Yeah. And now, is that in real money or is that in London?
But yeah, there's like a lot of big name investors that want to get in it.
Yeah.
But
like Drew Carey is like, take my money. Carey's
like, he's the biggest name investor they've got. But there's
no regulations.
They're worried about the lack of regulation.
Yep.
Here's another interesting thing. There are...
Here's where it gets interesting.
There's like 10 countries who have opened actual embassies in Second Life. Like real embassies in Second Life. Including Sweden, the Maldives, Djibouti.
No. Find the ones on the list that you can pronounce. Go ahead.
Djibouti. I really just referenced this just so I can have Djibouti. So I can say Djibouti.
Is Djibouti where you remember a good butt that you saw? Is that what that is? I think that joke's just edgy enough, you know?
It's like just on that line. Like, you can still say it.
You're just sitting there and you're like, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Djibouti. That's write that timestamp down just in case I want to cut that out. But, you know.
Look,
we'll probably leave it in.
There's more I want to say about this. It's just,
but I gave up after Life Church.
I know, and we've been talking for a long time. Here's the thing. It's just interesting. And like, literally think about real life and all the implications that real life has on real life, and then do it again in a fake world. Yeah, that's what it is.
They can't die.
Yeah, you're internal until you die in real life.
And then your player is just player standing just, in the town square.
And it's like, oh yeah, that guy died a few years ago, and he doesn't move now.
We're moving to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, we've been trying to get his password so we can move him, but we've
painted him silver, and now he's one of those like street performers. He's really good, though. He hasn't moved in years.
Yeah, he's impressive.
You just stay logged in.
Yeah.
Do you get to do so? You can get legally married in the game.
Yeah,
like you get married.
Game married. Yeah.
Game married.
Oh, I wanted to say this though. This is another thing I really want to hit.
I don't know. Is game marriage legal? You game married.
So because it has become such a lifelike thing where you're actually making real money,
yeah.
There has been some countries that have been like, we want to regulate some things. So for example, in Europe, if you are a European player of Second Life, you get charged sales tax in the game to Europe, to the European Union. And so like you buy stuff, they tax it. In the game.
That's okay.
Isn't that nuts? Mm. Because they're like, this is a real economy. You're a citizen of the European Union and you're buying real things.
I guess if you're
things.
Making money from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they actually have to pay taxes off of Second Life.
Interesting.
In the European Union.
The US hasn't done that?
No, I'm very surprised they haven't yet.
I'm sure the government doesn't know about it yet. You tell me if Donald Trump knew about this, and he knew people were out there.
He was just the Second Life.
He's like, I'm not president of the Second Life. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down unless Microsoft and Walmart can take it over.
We need to defend the Second Life, and he'd start a Second Life force.
Yeah, and people are like, no. Are you talking about the Second Amendment? He's like, no, I'm talking about Second Life.
I'm talking about Second Life.
Second Life.
We need to defend our Second Amendment within Second Life.
Yeah,
they took the guns out way too long ago. We need them back.
I'm a 2A defender and a 2L defender.
Anyways, Second Life, we could go on forever. It's
we really could because like we're in Second Life and we don't die. So.
But yeah, so that's how Dwight opened a paper company and did the exact. And it's legit.
So Dwight is in the game, is what I'm saying.
I wonder if they really made a Second
Life. That's what
Life
I'm saying.
Him.
Like I think that's freaking funny. Okay, it sounds like you're just. Like you're not actually typing it. You're doing that fake typing thing where it just sounds like you're like. I don't know if it comes through the mic or not, but that didn't sound real to me at all.
Okay. You can actually visit. Okay. That was a creepy thing. Okay. So it's not clear whether it's fam made or if they made it.
But it's real.
But somebody really did create the like assets from that. Episode, whether it was them or whether it was a game like that that's actually in the game now. It's pretty great. Anyways, that's Second Life. So, it's weird.
You know what's interesting?
What?
Is fiddling off.